You know how they've learned to do that now? They'll hard spray it and kill all the green stuff, you know, the stuff that's above the ground. And then they kill it too. And then after a few years, well, they'll throw a grub plow in there, a bulldozer, and tear them roots all out. And take the bulldozer and push them together and make it. I can show you a plow out there. I bet you, well, it wouldn't be now, but it was at first, I bet you. 12, 15 feet high. Big long rig of it. And it just all that come off 1 10 acres. One 10 acres. In 10 years or so. A man by the name of Pippin owns 20 acres there. But when he bought out there, he had 10 acres already cleared up. It's in cultivation. All right, he raised watermelons out there for years and years, a lot larger than that wastebasket. I never seen the line. All right, about 10 acres right east of it. And he had it sprayed and killed the brush, trees. And he put a bulldozer in there and tore it all out. Put it all in one pile that's out there yet, of roots and trees. And he's going to try to sod into some. That's what his wife told us right lately. He's undecided. He's thinking a whole lot about putting it in Bermuda grass. That way it will wash away and it'll go away. Mm-hmm. Now that's on what we used to call a long time ago grub prayer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if he puts it in the wood, he can always put some down pot on there and kill his Bermuda out.
That's right. He just sure got the right name. He's been with the telephone company ever since the war's over, and he's getting up pretty good shape, or pretty good salary. Just him and his wife and one little boy. Well, he ain't a little boy now, he's a big boy. But he's young, big to his age.
You mentioned breaks. What are they?
Hmm?
What's a break?
Well, we have a lake south of here, known as Murray Lake. Well, from 1915 to 1927, I lived on the east side of that lake. It's a lake now. But we called it the breaks then. It was just canyon, hills, and hollers. You could walk through there and ride a horse through there, but nothing else went in there in the way of a human. You went horseback or you walked.
Hmm.
And you wouldn't get along, you wouldn't go further, you'd get tired climbing those canyons going up and down. And we had in there at that time a big canyon in there and a cave. Way back under there on the bank. Lord, you could ride a horse up in the thing if you got him up to it. And we call that the devil's kitchen. And now, some of them, since it's been put into a lake and they've built these parks and things, I think they call that, some of them call it the Tucker Tower. And Tucker, Fred Tucker was a big promoter of getting that lake built, him and the governor Bill Murray. That's why it's named Bill Murray, or Murray Lake, named after Bill Murray. And they named that dedicated to Fred Tucker. Fred Tucker now lives in Oklahoma City. Used to be here. He used to live here. Well, now that's breaks. And there's no fence around it. It's everybody's country. And people all around, from around, the farmers, I mean, that have 12 and 15 cows, and their pasture get eat out, why they just round up a bunch of the cattle and run them into the breaks, known as the breaks. But now it's all underwater, not all of it, but any amount of it. There's roads built in there. They put bulldozers in there and made good roads and got them blacktopped. And we used to hunt in there.